97 WIRX.
Well, hi there. How are you? Just about 7:10. Happy Wednesday morning. Appreciate you hanging out. We'll take a look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, I guess it was inevitable that the generation that has had unlimited access to porn their whole lives would wind up taking a freakier approach to getting it on. Here are five stats from a new survey on millennials and their pretty good sex life. Of course, it is millennials. They could be making it up. Anyway, more than one-third have had sex somewhere adventurous, whether it's a church or a hot tub or on the beach. Beach sex is not worth it, by the way. Just sand everywhere in places sand shouldn't be. Two-thirds of people have incorporated toys into their sex by the time they hit their mid-30s. 34% have had threesomes. 38% of men and 22% of women perform the fun mouth stuff every time they get it on. 44% of men and 33% of women use emojis to sext at least once a week. And 41% of women send nude photos to someone at least once a week. Isn't technology great? It's just turning us all into degenerate perverts, one porn video at a time. God bless technology. Well, according to a new study, drinking just one extra beer or glass of wine a week could shorten your life by 30 minutes. Yeah, I know, another study. You know, in a week from now, we're going to hear a study that says, oh, sipping beer upside down five times a month will increase your life by 100 years. And researchers found that 40-year-old men who consume two drinks per day can expect to live 1 to 2 years less than men who have no more than seven drinks per week. It's the same old story, of course. Drinking alcohol raises blood pressure, leads to obesity, increased cholesterol levels, which all add up to increased risk of heart disease and stroke, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I'm just going to keep drinking, just let the cards fall where they may. I'm not going to overthink it. Just going to keep on boozing. Well, I always hate doing this, but we're going to end the morning dump on a much more somber note. Former First Lady Barbara Bush passed away yesterday at the age of 92. She had a long, fruitful life. She was suffering from congestive heart failure and COPD and had recently decided to end treatment. Still, the night before her death, her loved one said she was answering her own calls and drinking bourbon. Still getting it. Barbara is survived by her husband. This is amazing. 73 years. Her and President George H.W. Bush were married. 73 years, plus five children, 17 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and a brother. In addition to being First Lady from 89 to 93, she was the mother of President George W. Bush, who served from 2001 to 2009. Her son, Jeb Bush, was governor of Florida and presidential candidate in 2016. She was also Second Lady when her husband was Ronald Reagan's vice president from 81 to 89. Obviously, she did a lot of books. She wrote a few books. She did a lot of good things. She was huge on literacy for children. I think I read more books because of Barbara Bush. She kind of got that going back then and really was just a really stand-up lady. She was a staunch patriot. She put, you know, family first, but country was a close second. George W. Bush, her son, issued a statement saying, quote, Laura, Barbara, Jenna, and I are sad, but our souls are settled because we know hers was. Barbara Bush was a fabulous First Lady and a woman unlike any other who brought levity, love, and literacy to millions. To us, she was so much more. Mom kept us on our toes and kept us laughing until the end. I'm a lucky man that Barbara Bush was my mother. Our family will miss her dearly, and we thank you all for the prayers and good wishes. And again, like I always say with stuff like this, this is not a Republican or Democrat thing, all right? That's not it, all right? This is just, you know, taking time to pay respects to a lady who served this country and served it very well, in my opinion. So there you go. That's your morning dump. Feels better, don't it?